We're live. Can you hear me? All right. Do we have a transmission, ladies and gentlemen? Right, this is Joe and Brianna, your host, the Fullerton Informer, coming to you live from the sunny streets of Orange County, California. Today is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. And I am coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ, bringing you the truth in a world that is full of lies. That's right, folks. All right, let's just get right into this, folks. My contact information, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. On the web at thefullertoninformer.com, wifidangers.com, vaxdangers.com, celltowerdangers.com, and of course, 5gdangers.com. You better familiarize yourself with that site because it is really coming of age now more than ever. I'm here because I want to rub it in, folks. And I'm going to rub it in because you need to understand what I'm rubbing in. You see, folks, I'm in Southern California on the 33rd parallel, Orange County, California. And it's in the 70s right now. The sun is out. The top is down. I'm in shorts, folks. How about you? Is it 10 degrees where you're at? Is it freezing cold where you're at? Because they have turned the climate machine on to manipulate and modify the weather. You see, folks, that is exactly what is going on, and that is exactly why it's in the 70s in Southern California on the 2nd of February at a little after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, where the rest of the country for at least 1,000 miles is in a deep freeze, okay? Now, I'm not telling you this is the safest place in the world, because it might not be, because they have earthquake machines, folks. And one of the things they like to do in California is shake, rattle, and roll, if you know what I'm saying. But, you know, as long as it's a one-story building or a two-story home that's wood frame, you're going to be okay. You're not going to die in it. You may dehydrate if you don't have water. And you may have to defend your property. That's why you need to have weapons and ammunition and alternate power supplies and backup supplies and things along those lines. But folks, no matter where you are, you need to be prepared for the attack, all right? Because the reason you need to be prepared for the attacks is everything they do is attacking us, okay? Can you believe in Southern California, it's in the 70s, I'm feeling the warmth, turning my gray hair, I think, white. By the way, yesterday, some of you were complaining I kept playing with my cup. Folks, I was trying to get some water out of the ice cubes because my throat was drying up from talking so long. I can't believe how critical some of you people are. You know, I'm a one-man circus with a cheap, Galaxy phone that's got 8 gigs of memory on it. And, I'm driving almost a 30-year-old car. And every time I put the top down, the plastic window in the back puts another crack in it, so I got to put more shoe goo on the thing. I mean, stop being so critical and just do me a favor and just digest the information and pass it around. Because this is not a Hollywood production, folks. I don't work for those people, okay? I'm not part of the system. I'm not invited to the happy parties. For all the controlled opposition agents, you won't see my face in a Brady Bunch Zoom meeting live stream with all these circus clowns that are hiding the truth from you. Okay, you're not going to find that here. So back to what I was saying yesterday, folks. I'm going to hit this point again. The way the weather operates in the continental United States is it's pretty simple. In the winter months, because of the air currents in this closed system near the North Pole, Mount Nebo, the magnetic north, you know, that big area up north, right, where the sun never sets in the summer. And, Polaris is hanging out directly on top of it. Folks, in the Gulf of Alaska, we get these storms, okay? And all of the weather, by and large, for the most part, in the winter, is birthed in the Gulf of Alaska. And you get these storms that circulate like this, okay? There's a little clock, you have this counterclockwise rotation over a low pressure area. And what happens is it fans out and it goes down maybe 1,000 miles in some cases, all the way from the Gulf of Alaska all the way to Southern California. It's called a cold front, folks, okay? And so what happens when we have one of these systems develop, and by the way, it almost looks like a conveyor belt up there in the winter months, because they're one after the other, folks. One after the other. They're lined up, ready to make landfall over the western United States. And by and large, they dump a ton of rain up in Oregon and Washington and Northern California. They dump snow in the mountains, the Sierra Nevadas of Northern California, and they bring rain to Southern California, and they bring rain to Northern Mexico. And these storms make landfall over California and the desert Southwest, and they dump a lot of the moisture, if not most of the moisture, into our coastal plain and foothills and mountain snow. And as the snow spends, as the weather systems spend a day or two over this area, dropping what God designed it to do, life-giving moisture and snow, it then moves eastward. And it moves towards the Continental Divide and crosses the Rockies and moves through the desert Southwest and then moves into Texas. And then it hooks up with the Gulf Stream, right? The warm air from the Gulf of Mexico. And that feeds another injection of moisture. Excuse the bouncing, folks. I'm still in Fullerton. The roads are falling apart and the city's run by criminals inhabited by morons who keep electing the criminals. By the way, did I tell you I tried getting elected? But, you know, the elections are rigged, folks. It's funny to watch the votes stop increasing at a certain point, you know. So, you know, these cold fronts, they move eastward. They pick up this moisture. And what happens is they pick up steam and then they head further into the eastern part of the United States, into the southeast and into the eastern seaboard. And in some cases, they'll pick up a little bit of steam from the stuff dropping down from the north. And, you know, you'll get this lake effect snow and, you know, all these other interesting things. And that is a natural process that delivers pretty predictable weather you know, rather mild but yet cold weather to the eastern seaboard in that area of the United States. And in the south, they'll get their rains. And that's it. What's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, is instead of these storms sweeping down off the coast of Southern California and off the coast of California, making landfall, they install a dome of high pressure over this region. And that pushes all of the moisture and the cold front systems up and over California and down through the top of Idaho and slides it on down through Wyoming and Montana and then drops it around the backside of Southern California into the Gulf states. And that hooks up with the moisture from the Gulf. And it's got twice the energy, twice the cold, and five times the moisture because it didn't unload over here. And then it's carried northeasterly into the New England area and the Carolinas in that belt there. And then you get this 1,000-mile rain of weather terror, okay? And that's what's happening right now, folks. All because they sprayed the crap out of the skies for, you know, probably, you know, the entire month of January in Southern California, we didn't get one single drop of rain. Every time there was a cold front and a system posed to make landfall over the western coast of the United States, the massive aerosol operations went into effect. And they instituted a massive ridge of high pressure, broke up the storms with the ground-based transmitters, scalar weapons, and microwave installations, blasting these storms apart and moving the jet stream up and over the state of California, down through the northern part of Idaho, sliding it on down through Nevada. And that's why we have this crazy weather that we have taking place in the United States. And it has nothing to do with climate change, folks, that is caused by carbon emissions. It has everything to do with climate change caused by weather modification. Do you understand me, folks? Climate change is not caused by carbon emissions. It is caused by aluminum emissions. It is caused by microwave weapons and scalar weapons. It is caused by weather modification technologies, not human respiration, not the foreign gut in the rumen of a cow from the hay, not from you burning the Yule log, not from your gas stove heating up the scallops and butter, not from the fertilizer factory making life possible for billions of people, not from you driving your four-cylinder convertible that gets 30 miles to the gallon westerly on the 91 freeway with a sunny, clear sky under a 70-degree temperature. That is not what causes the climate change, folks. It is caused by their advanced technologies that are designed to create an effect on the weather as you are fed the lies from the government, from the media, from the educational system, from the movies, from the music, from the newspapers, from the magazines, from the publishing houses, and even from the filthy, degenerate, criminal, worthless churches that bolster and support all of the propaganda by remaining silent on the agendas. There it is, folks. I said it. All right? Now the question is, what do you do with this information? Well, you train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are older, they shall not depart from it. Well, they may kind of give you a little guff when you're trying to talk to them. They may give you a little bit of arguments when you're trying to talk some sense into them, because everything you tell your children is completely in contradiction to what they've been taught in school, all right? But that's not your problem. Your problem is getting the truth out to everybody you know, and especially passing on the truth and wisdom to your children. That is your job as Christians and as fellow humans in this race against the clock for our survival, okay? Now, you need to start understanding that everything that is being fed to us is weaponized, okay? I'm gonna lower my voice now because I don't need to compete with the sound of the tires rolling down the freeway, right? Can you guys hear me okay? All right, just wanna make sure here. Heading south on Highway 39, folks. Beach Boulevard, Buena Park, California. We've got relative humidity about 30%, barometric pressure is 30.10 inches of mercury, wind is out of the northeast at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 25, under sunny clear sky, 72 degrees, going through downtown Buena Park here, folks, approaching Knott's Berry Farm, right? Look, folks, I love California, okay? Can you see why? And all of you telling me to get out of here, why should I abandon my ship? I live here. Why do we always have to run away from our problems, huh? Why can't we just all collectively say no, right? You don't see me walking into a place wearing a mask. Come on. All you got to do is say no. All right. So now we've got to kind of break down what they're doing. And this is the third time I'm going to go over this because you need to understand, okay? Everything that is being done right now is a war being waged on a particular aspect of our existence and a particular sociological component of our landscape, all right? One of the most basic fundamental human rights is the right to breathe. We all know what they're doing with that right now. But one of the most important fundamental rights as a human on the face of this plane is the ability to cook and to heat, right? And to travel. All of the aforementioned require combustion. Now, by and large, the majority of heating is conducted on the face of this earth by wood. And in a lot of places, by cooking with wood inside a home and with methane, natural gas, and in some places, coal, Okay, I mean, back in the primitive times of the American early days of the settling of this this continent, you know, they would burn buffalo chips, which was basically the poop of buffalo that had a bunch of dried, undigested hay in it, and it was very combustible. It worked great. You know, buffalo chips were like coal. Point is, folks, fire is a universal human right. And fire is under attack with the climate change nonsense. You see, folks, fire is a chemical reaction that involves a hydrocarbon of some sort and oxygen in the atmosphere that, when combined with an ignition source and heat, creates oxidation, a chemical reaction that is an exothermic reaction that produces a lot of things, folks. Number one, it produces energy in the form of heat, which is why we burn things. Okay, that's why we burn wood, is to warm us up. We also use it to cook. It generates heat. It also generates carbon dioxide and water vapor. Okay, those are the things that come out of a fire. All right, now, they don't want us having access to fire because they're telling us, alleging that the carbon dioxide that comes from burning things like wood and coal and gasoline and oil and buffalo chips and newspaper and charcoal and natural gas, methane, is increasing the carbon dioxide levels of the atmosphere, which is affecting the weather. And that is causing all these drastic climatic changes that allegedly are going to submerge the coastlines and kill everybody. All right, well, nothing could be further from the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You see, carbon dioxide, once again, is plant food. The more carbon dioxide you put into the atmosphere, the more the trees grow. And by and large, the whole narrative of this greenhouse gas thing literally falls apart, because you've got to understand that they called it global warming for quite some time, until they started realizing that the temperatures were dropping. So then they changed the name of their Monopoly game from global warming to climate change, okay? And so now they're just running their weather machines, wreaking havoc with the weather, modifying the weather, changing the weather, making it patently obvious what they're doing to anyone with half a brain, all right? But if you're glued to a phone and a TV set, living for the moment, pushing buttons, you know, living a vicarious existence through a virtual reality headset, you know, or sticking your nose into People magazine, does anybody read that crap anymore? And not paying attention to the sky, not paying attention to what's going on, then you're going to fall for this nonsense. But folks, ultimately, your ability to burn wood, to burn coal, to burn gasoline, that is your ability to heat, to cook, to travel, to generate electricity, to have freedom, to go places and exist in places that would, under other circumstances, not be possible. And so, can you imagine what would happen if your pipes froze and you didn't have any access to propane? Some of you are already having that problem right now in some parts of the continental United States. And what's happening is your pipes are bursting and it's getting very cold. And some of you in Texas last year, because you live in houses with electrical appliances and you didn't have anything on hand to heat yourself when the temperatures dropped below freezing, you were taking apart your baby furniture and your couch and putting them in the fireplace to keep warm. Can you imagine if it was illegal to do that? You know, that's what they're working on with this carbon neutral nonsense, where they're going to make it so every breath you take has to have a carbon offset somewhere. By the way, do you know why they're using these machines to accomplish something called carbon sequestration? I'll tell you why, folks, because they're capturing all the carbon and they're taking it into their underground facilities so they can use it to grow their plants and grow their food under there, okay? You know, they're spending billions of dollars pulling CO2 out of the atmosphere, and it's such a minuscule amount. It's like taking a piss in your swimming pool and expecting them to change the pH of the entire 28,000 gallons. It's nonsense. It's doing it for other purposes. Folks, there's a war on fire. They don't want you to burn wood. They don't want you to have a wood stove. They don't want you to have a gas furnace. They don't want you to have a gas stove. They don't want you to have a gasoline engine. They don't want you to have a gasoline generator. They want you all on electrical stuff so they can just flip a switch anytime they want and shut the power off. And by the way, you guys, you know, I talk to people and, you know, some people are really drinking the Kool-Aid of all this technology. Are you aware that Elon Musk, with the flip of a switch, can shut off every Tesla in the United States? You realize that? You do realize that, right? You see, folks, it's very, very easy to see how, with all of these accoutrements and all these electronic gadgets, that there are also remote control capabilities in them, okay? You know, when you have electric heating and electrical appliances, and you don't have any way to heat your home or cook your food without electricity, if they shut the power off, you're screwed, okay? Do you know how energy intensive it is to run an electric stove? Well, I don't know about you, but I've installed electric stoves. I've done the wiring and taken them apart and changed out the rheostats in them if I've had to repair them. And they run on average of they've got about a 10,000 watt input. All right, now the average good sized generator that you can run on a, you know, let's say I've got a, you know, 5 horsepower. The thing puts out about 5,000 watts. I mean, the electric stove would require 2 generators running just to cook coffee, a steak, and some eggs, and a pot roast, right? So, folks, you got to understand how efficient burning wood is in terms of its ability to generate heat, how safe it is to store, okay, and how it's a renewable resource. I don't even like using that word. But, you know, folks, trees grow like crazy, especially the really fast-growing pines. And if you don't take care of your yard, you'll see how quickly plant life takes over, okay? My point is there's no shortage of wood. The trees grow back, the forests grow back. You know, I can tell you right now, and this is an unequivocal, indisputable fact, okay? There are more trees in the United States now than throughout all of world history. In spite of all the settlements, encroachments, and alleged deforestation and harvesting wood products for pulp and paper and lumber and fuel and everything else, there are more trees alive in the United States today than there ever have been before. Now, why is that, folks? I'll tell you why. It's called irrigation, all right? In Southern California, there was a guy named Vasco de Balboa back in the 1600s, and when he approached the channel off of the California coast, and he was off of Catalina Island, he observed that this region was uninhabitable because it was covered in smoke all the time because of the natural wildfires from the chaparral topography always being ignited by whatever reason, whether it be lightning or, you know, the residents here cooking, whatever. Point is this place was a barren desert full of weeds, tumbleweeds, mustard weeds, and, you know, some grasses that would come and go as the spring withered away with the summer's onset. Folks, Orange County, California today is a massive urban forest, okay? And if you get up and at any altitude and look over Orange County, all of these trees have been imported and irrigated until they've managed to get their roots into the groundwater. A large portion of the United States that was once arid is now forested. Trees grow like crazy. Wood grows really fast. Wood stores very safely. Wood is harvested very easily, and burning a wooden log that generates an orange flame is extremely beneficial to your health if you look at it. I won't get in to the esoteric aspects, but I will tell you that it is very good for getting the fluoride out of your brain, okay? That's pretty much all I'll say at this point, is that staring at a wood-burning fireplace has beneficial components to it. They don't want you having fire, folks. They don't want you having access to fertilizer. They don't want you having access to petroleum. They don't want you having access to storable fuel that allows you to travel great distances freely, uninterrupted. They don't want you having the ability to generate electricity. So they've come up with this con job telling us that we can't have those things because it's destroying the quote unquote planet, okay? By the way, it's not a planet that we live on, it's a plane. Drop the T, will you? Now, they don't want us eating meat. They're telling us that, you know, cattle is too resource intensive, and you know, chickens and all this, you know, it uses too much, they make too much greenhouse gas, right? The cows belching methane. They're telling us that, you know, these cows belch so much methane that it affects the CO2, the greenhouse gas levels. They consider methane a greenhouse gas. Supposedly it's changing the weather. Can you believe that cows farting are changing the weather, folks? You know, it's funny, back in the 80s, when I was in college at UCI, I was a chemistry major, and I had a lot of classes in the physical science building, and my lab was in the physical science building, and the lab next door to my lab was the laboratory of Dr. Sherry Rowland and Francis Molina, who were atmospheric chemists, studying the so-called ozone hole, right? And they were the ones that supposedly postulated that chlorofluorocarbons were breaking down the ozone, and that we had to ban these chlorofluorocarbons, or, you know, the ozone hole was going to overtake the earth, and we were going to lose this so-called protective shield, and we were all going to die from ultraviolet radiation poisoning, okay? And so consequently, you know, it used to cost $12 to recharge your air conditioner in your Cadillac, and now it costs $2,000 because they changed the refrigerants, right? And so, you know, consequently, the costs of these refrigeration units all throughout the world have skyrocketed, and so people have lost the ability to keep food cold because they can't afford refrigeration. Do you see how this works, folks? Do you see how they've weaponized science to kill us? You see, ladies and gentlemen, more chlorofluorocarbons were emitted from Mount St. Helens in Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines in the early 80s than were released in all of human history from the DuPont process of creating chlorofluorocarbons in laboratories. Did you hear what I just said? The science is fallacious at best and fraudulent at worst. And, you know, we're taught to revere and respect these people, and in some cases, worship them. When you realize that everything that you have been told is a lie, and Joe Imbriano is the Fullerton Informer, and because you have the right to know, we dare to push the envelope, quote unquote, March of 2013, folks. Almost 10 years ago, I began blowing the lid off of all of this. Folks, they don't want you having access to beef and to power and to heat. They want you in a pack and stack Wi-Fi prison with LED lights and millimeter wave sets on all of you as you're strapped into a chair with electrodes, as your food is delivered in Soylent Green fashion, as you are pumped full of vaccines, loaded up with medications and fake food and fake meat, and irradiated to the point where you expire like a dozen bad eggs. Folks, that is not God's plan for us. God's plan is for us to be connected to the earth and to reap the bounties and the joys thereof, folks, by interacting with it, by producing food and enjoying nature and getting fresh air and sunlight and enjoying the snow and the mountains and the critters and the creatures and the simple pleasures of a fire surrounded by your friends and yourself and your family. They're taking it away. But only if you let them, ladies and gentlemen. Those words I will close. This is Joe Imbriano, your host. I want to thank you all for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Take care. And by the way, you're welcome for the truth, ladies and gentlemen. In Jesus' name.